The markets are closed today, but they did end the day a little bit in the green yesterday. This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Bex Hybrids, extraordinary genetics to help you maximize yield on every acre. I'm Dustin Huffman. Again, markets are closed for the Juneteenth holiday. They'll reopen tonight at 7 p.m. The overnight trade obviously has not been going on. But we did see some modest gains in the corn and some fractional gains, at least in the front month soybean contracts here yesterday. The primarily was coming from the wheat market, though, which surged up over 20 cents in some areas and 15 cents in the winter wheat futures as well. Storms rolled through the southern Great Plains, primarily in Kansas, on Tuesday, with more chances for storms over the next week, leading to concerns that the winter wheat harvest could slip further behind schedule. Corn and soybean markets traded higher as well, albeit for a much quieter fashion compared to wheat. In macro news, Wednesday, the Federal Reserve kept interest rates unchanged while still planning for two cuts later this year. This move was widely anticipated by traders and investors. The Dow also closed here today as the Juneteenth holiday has all of our trading halted for the day. On the livestock side of things, there were a handful of cattle traded in the north at $376, which is $3 to $4 lower than last week's weighted average. The complex bounced through most of yesterday's trade, but was able to close the day on a mostly higher note. In fact, we saw cattle contracts in the lives close up $1.02. Feeders were up 82 cents, and lean hogs were up 52 cents. We'll look at the rest of the numbers next.
Every farmer has their reason for why they do what they do. For Bex, it's faith, family, and farming. Since 1937, the Beck family and family of employees have been committed to honoring God and helping farmers succeed. Farming is full of extremes, and we face the challenges with hard work and steadfast determination, delivering quality line of products backed by legendary customer service. We look forward to standing by your side, supporting you as you live out the life you were meant to live. Bex, when it comes to farming, we believe in something more. To learn more, visit BexHybrids.com.
Again, markets are closed today, but let's see how they ended up yesterday. July corn was up 2 cents at 433.5. December new crop up 5.25. They're at 444. July beans were up 0.75 cents yesterday at 1074.75. November new crop up 0.5 cents at 1068.25. Chicago wheat was 25.25 cents higher at 574. Kansas wheat up 23.5 at 571.25. And Minneapolis wheat was up 15.5 at 646.25. That's Market Matters. I'm Dustin Huffman reporting.